Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shir on the inyan of lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. We said it's considered a ma'isa even if the original ma'isa was a ma'isa beheter. Nevertheless, it's still considered lav sheyesh bo ma'isa if the original ma'isa was ma'isa sheyesh bo iser. But for example, he put on the kalayim and then he left it on, and he was given hasara, take it off. He's getting malchus for each time because of the original ma'isa. He doesn't have to do a new ma'isa each time. So that was the so that we fleshed out a little bit in the previous shir. That was said lizchus lerefuas Rabbi Yehoshua Meir ben Rachel Sarah. And this shir as well, this hemshech should be lizchuso lerefuas of Sar Shachal Israel. And we have a ha'ari here from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Samach Hei Amad Aleph. There the Gemara is talking about Yidoni. What's Yidoni? You take this bone of a chaya called Yidoa, and it speaks through this magic, through this witchcraft. So for such an avera, one gets skila. So Reish Lakish says that Yidoni ain bo maisa. That the Yidoni, there's no mice involved. Isn't that interesting? Gemara says, Maishnach, why in our mission does it say? Baal Ov Yidoni, and why at the beginning of Croesus, by the minion of Croesus, it says Ov, and it doesn't say anything about Yidoni. Ov is, it's also a type of Kishuf that one speaks from the, from his armpit, through Kishuf. Takes the spirit of the dead and he speaks from there. So why in Croesus does it mention Ov and Yidoni, and here only Ov, and there it only mentions Ov, and here it mentions Ov and Yidoni. So Reish Lakish says Yidoni lefi she'ein bo ma'isa. Yidoni doesn't have a ma'isa because the etzem speaks by itself, and therefore the Mishnah only mention those that bishkaga you bring a chatas. There you don't bring a chatas bishkaga because there's no ma'isa. But based on Ari, so there is a ma'isa, the original ma'isa of putting it there. So that's hefech svaras hatoisis vairitva, that whenever the tchilas hadavru is aidei ma'isa, it's as if it's a ma'isa, there's a ma'isa. Rashi says, "Dachnasa said to me, Yidoni, ain't a medaber b'shas ma'isa." He doesn't speak b'shas ma'isa. El achar ma'isa, shu b'fiv. So when he takes the bone, he puts it in his mouth. Then the bone speaks on its own. B'seder, but he did a ma'isa originally. So therefore, it should be considered lav sheyesh bo ma'isa based on what we said in the previous shir. So taka na hagos ma'isa choishev and the sefer Shara Melech Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, he's romes to these words of Rashi, who says that it's not considered a ma'isa because b'shas ma'isa the etzem isn't medaber, and he was matzrich iyun. He was also mayor from the Rambam in the fifth perek of Hilchos Malacha Malacha Ches, with respect to the lav of Chazor l'Eretz Mitzrayim. Rambam writes Mutar l'Chazor l'Eretz Mitzrayim l'schoira u'lefrakmatia. To go back there, it's Mitzrayim for business. To capture. Say there. The only Isser is to live there. The Torah says you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim to live. But just temporarily is fine. And there's no malchus. Why? Because even if a person lives there, but when he first went in, originally, he didn't do a ma'isa. Originally there was no ma'isa, so now he's beseder, even though now he's staying. But as far as ma'isa, it's not beseder, but as far as malchus is going to go, he's concerned he's not getting malchus, because when he went in beheder, and now afterwards, when he decides l'shtakeya, there's no ma'isa. Okay. You're right, remaining there isn't a ma'isa. But what about Tchilas Knisaso? Like the Nazir in the Beis HaKvaris, when he goes in the box, and then they remove the top, he's chai for the original ma'isa of going in. So So the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim was Meir on this in Mitzvah Gimel, and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf also was aware of this difficulty. Ayin Sham. However, Rav Gishtetner Zatzal didn't feel that this was a kasha, because Bamis Viv Nacha Rambam, Zok the Rambam, Shalosh Mitzvah is Ese. Nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regel mishalosh regalim ve'elu hen ha'ri'ya shenemar yera'e kol zechurcha ve'achagiga ve'asimcha. So we have three mitzvahs, essay, every regel: ri'ya, chagiga, and simcha. Ri'ya, that we should see the show our face in the azara, bring a carbon, olam, an olam and a behema. Somebody comes in on the first day, doesn't bring an ola, not only did he not do a mitzvah essay, but he was over an alois essay. Shenemar, v'lo yero panai reikam. You should not see my face empty. Ve'eino loke alav ze, sherei lo asa maisa. No malchus, because he didn't do a maisa. There's no maisa not bringing the carbon ola. Explains the Shagas Aryeh, or like I like to say, the Shagas Aryeh roars, and he says, that even though he was goyrem lav or ala lav, delo yero panai rekam al yedei maisa, because his biala zara was bekum v'asei, nevertheless, it's considered a lav shein bo maisa. Why? Because the bia ba zara is not a maisa avera. The avera is that he's being mechaser, he is lacking this mitzvah of the Torah and not bringing a carbon. And not bringing a carbon is an aveira she'ein bo maisa, and therefore he doesn't get malchus. Wait a second. We still have the svara of the Tosfos Shatz and the Ritva that we saw in the previous shiur, and the Shagas Aryeh himself, that when the tchilas aveira was b'maisa, it's a lav she'esh bo maisa. Now, since he's over on the lav of lo yera panai reikam, by coming into the Azara, which is a Maisa, so why doesn't he get Malchus? You're right. The Avera is they're not bringing the carbon, but it started with a Maisa. V'halot varim kal v'chomer. We have a four shiori. U'madach a Nazir, who goes into the Beis HaKvaris before he's a Nazir. Now he's just regular Joe, when he goes into the Beis HaKvaris and he makes a Neder of Nazirus, he gets Malchus. Now that it'd be in a basic verse if he's a Nazir. Why? Because we're mitzarev tchilas knisasai, to make it into a mice, even though the tchilas knisasa was beheter gamur. Mikol sheken, kshenichnas la'azara reikam, shemiyad over al alav. There, when you're over on the lav, immediately, certainly we should consider it alav sheyesh bo maisa. So we have another kasha. So we have a kasha from the Mitzrayim, he went in b'maisa, and we have a kasha from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Leroy Panay Reikam, he went in with a maisa. However, b'emes, it's really very good. Why? Because dafka b'nazir, that the knisa lebeis hakvaris was a maisa iser Bishas Nizirusso, and therefore, granted that when he came in, he hadn't yet been mekabel upon himself Nizirus, nevertheless, were mitzaref that maisa to consider it the lav sheyesh bo maisa, since had he done it Bishas Nizirusso, it would have been a maisa iser, and therefore it's considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa, since this maisa is a maisa iser Bishas Nizirusso. Masha'en kein b'bi'a re'kanis ba'azara. There's no iser be'etzim ha'bi'a la'azara. The iser is not bringing the korban, he'ader ha'avat ha'korban, hu lo ma'aseh. Ve'en lomar shenitzaref tchilat knisato la'azara sheyechashev lelav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. Ze lo nachon? Lama? She'en metziyut klal sheha'knisa la'azara tiye ba isur b'shum pa'am. U'memela ha'knisa eina nechshevet lema'aseh isur. It's not like going into the Beis HaKvaros. Beis HaKvaros you can call an Isser because there is a mitzius that going into the Beis HaKvaros is a Maisa Isser when he's already a Nazir. But going into the Azar is never a Maisa Isser. I'm shaking my head. You don't see me. We have to get the video. Go to the videotape. That used to be the call of one of my favorite sportscasters. Let's go to the videotape. So let's go to the video and see me shaking my head. No! It could never be an Avera going into the Beis HaMikdash without a carbon. That's not the Avera. Yeah, it's a Maisa, but that can't be an Avera. Going into a Beis HaKvaros could be an Avera if he's already a Nazir. And I was going up with my thumb. You know, it's just body language. Jews especially, we talk with our hands. When they invented the telephone, somebody asked, what's a telephone? So the answer was, like the old-time telephones. Today we don't know about these anymore, but used to be with one hand you dial, and the other hand you held the receiver. So the person said, so what are you going to speak with? Both hands are taken. Okay? Da'avi mishtakea u'memela ein shum kushya me'alav shel yeshiva b'mitzrayim she'be'etzem ha'knisa lo yachol liyot asur le'olam she'afidu mishtakea sham lachar knisato הוא לא עבר על איסור בעצם הכניסה. האיסור רק השתקות. זאת אומרת, מה המוקד של העבירה? איפה מונח מעשה העבירה? There it's the remaining in Mitzrayim. That's a lav shein bo maisa. The going in can never be an avera. What about going to the Beis HaMikdash out of carbon? The going into the Beis HaMikdash can never be an avera. Memela, there's going to be no Malkus. Mashenke, in the Nazir case, that could be an Avera, if he would have been a Nazir originally. When he went in. Ve'al pizeh, miyushavim gam devrei Rashi b'Sanhedrin, ולאו של ידעוני שגם שם אין איסור ולא יכול להיות איסור בעצם הכנסת העצם לפה וממילא אין זה נחשב מעשה זה לא מצטרף לאיסור של ידעוני של העצם המדבר למה זה לא מצטרף? זה לא מצטרף, כי זה אף פעם לא יכול להיות אסור. What is it considered in this? When is it מצטרף? When is the original Maisa מצטרף? When there's a Metzius that it can be Usher. But if there's no Metzius that it's Usher, then it's not Maisa, it's not מצטרף. And therefore, מיושבים היטב, דברי רש"י, and it's not so are you sowed. The Heilig of Sochachov Rebbe in his Avnei Nezer in his Egli Tal in Melechus Kotzer in my Sefer here it's Osamch Aleph Sifkot and Zion here it brings all this raid the different sources that we brought and he says the same Yisod that we just saw. Let's read you a few words. Elavade svarzu lo shaykh lagabi kalaim shikar isri yesh bo maisa kshu lovesh. B'zeham rinan demashu omid lovesh chashuv maisa. Mashen lo poshto kilo ya lov shoato. So there's an isser and kalaim and the etzim levish in the first place. And therefore one can get malchus for every hasra afterwards. B'chein nazir shoy beis akvarz chashuv ya maisa kilo nichunsato. There was an isser in there originally. Also, tamei b'mikdash, a tamei person who walks into the Beis HaMikdash. There also he remains there, he gets a malchus for every time for the shehiyah. Because there was an isser originally, of Baal Yadoni. Kol isser b'lo maisa, the isser, the atzim isser is without a maisa. You can't say that he didn't go v'lo shaykh lomer the mashen omotzi ha'etzim, kilo ha'yem isimu ma'ata. You can't say that not taking it out is like putting it in now. Shemam isimu ma'ata ya'pater. Why? Because if you were to put it in now, it would also be butter. When you put it in, the etzim doesn't speak. Kusvarazu, he thinks he saw it in the Ramah, he doesn't have it with him right now. Kusvarazu, kasa b'sefer tzemach tzedek, lagon mulubavich, chelik evan ezer, simit tzadigim alos dalet, yichi yichi. And also same, he says the same svara, and you also see in the shtakeh b'mitzrayim, b'shas knisa, there's never a chiyuv. Beautiful. Ayin sham nigle tal b'chlal, it's a good thing to learn nigle tal. However, in the sefer Yad Melech, Yad HaMelech on the Rambam, in Perakei Me'ochos Malachim, Halacha Ches, he's marich lahakshos, she'im b'shas halichosel l'mitzrayim, miskavein l'shtakea, v'havi yav zhla she'ish mo maisa, v'chagav ne'etzem halich havi yisul. Bon omar she'adam mitkaven, b'shat ha'knisa, his intention is to remain there. He want to go in permanent when he walk in. He want to go in, stay in, permanent. Yes? So let it be considered lav she'ish mo maisa. Torah says, don't go back, and he's going back. So why did the Rambam so same and just say he's never getting Malkus? How's that different, for example, than somebody who's shechs the Korban Pesach while owning Chametz, that he gets Malkus? Even though owning Chametz, having Chametz in his Rishus, it's not a maisa. Nevertheless, he gets malchus because the shechita is a maisa. And even though there the etzem maisa he's doing, there's no azhara. Adar has a mitzvah to shech the Pesach. The yisur is having the chametz b'rishuso, and achzaka is chametz b'rishuso. Ain't bo maisa. Owning chametz is not a maisa. Nevertheless, he gets malchus because we're mitzarev. The maisa shechita of Pesach was even a mitzvah normally. With the achzogas of Mohammed's Bershusoi. Kmo ken omar, shemisho lech mitzrayim ardat lishtake asham, nitzarev machshavto lemasav, vilke. Gama minchat chinuch hayir kach. Shiksho lech lishtake abim mitzrayim, shilke. Gama ni akatana, tzir ba'afei Yisrael, gama ni chashavti kach. Aval, ma sheivi, משחיטת הפסח זה לא קשה. Why? Because there the Isser is in the Etzem Maisa Shechita. Like the Rambam says, Hashechit is a Pesach, this is Perek Al-Bir, it's called Pesach Alocha, hey, Hashechit is a Pesach, Bizmanoi, Vayekizai is Chomitz Bershuso Loike, Shinemar Loi Sizbach, Al-Chamit Dam Zivchi, Shalo Yizbach, HaPesach v'chometz kaim. So you're right. Being machzik the chometz is not a maisa. But the shechitas HaPesach b'shas achzog as a chometz is a maisa. There's not a kasha from there. But in the yisur of Chazor l'mitzrayim, there the Rambam is medayik. The Rambam says in Lav Memvov, Shehziranu mishchoyim beretz mitzrayim l'oilam, shalei lishkoyim beretz mitzrayim. So the yisur is not the halicha l'mitzrayim. It's the living there. So when he goes in Amanas Lishtakeh, that might be Hechsher Mitzvah, it's Hechsher Aver, but it's not an Aver Gufa. But then obviously that brings up another question. Where does the Rambam get this from? The Pasuk says Loso Sifun Loshuv. It's a mashmir that the Etzem HaShava Asura. Maybe he gets it from the Yerushalmi, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, brought in the Kesef Mishnah, Luchas Malachim, Perek Hei Halacha Ches. Lo Sasifin Lashiv B'derech HaZeod, the Yeshivi HaTachozer, HaTachozer HaSchor B'Pakmatia. So we're Mefarish, what does Lashiv mean? Yeshiva, living there. If the Rama says, also to live there. But to go back is fine. Want to go back temporarily, Schor, you want to make a buck, you want to make a, I don't know what the Egyptian currency is. Whatever the Egyptian currency is, you want to make one of those? Akasha. The Yisr is remaining there, and that doesn't have a Maisa. Also, maybe it says in Gittin, Parsha Echnisa L'Ravka Manas Shetinak V'Tidosh Potter. Rashi explains, the Tashlum and Leka Amaisa Yadav Dharma L'Tovei Chasti Avetid Shetinak Upsula Lohave. Talking about the Paraduma that he brought it when it was still a calf. He brought it into a barn. That's a rafka, a place where animals are gathered and tied. Ke'egle marbek. Elsewhere Rashi says it means a team of animals harnessed together. Interesting, the rifka. It's mamish, same word rifka. Rifka imenu, shechnitza the rifka. I have here nikud. It says rifka, the rifka. So if he brings this cow into the barn or into this team of animals harnessed together with the intention that it suckle from its mother as well as thresh the grain, this action alone doesn't disqualify this calf from being a paraduma. Why? Because he says that he's doing it for its own good. I want it to suckle. I didn't want to disqualify it. The tovich is shetinak upsulo habi al machshavto shenisgavi nafshitadosh. So he also had a machshava that it should thresh, but he also had a machshava latova that it should suckle. So Mamela Gramma bin Azik and Potter. The Machshava lo machayvin alei the psul machas machshavu. Here the psul is his thought. In other words, the Etzim Maisa, he can say he was doing it for his own good. To suckle, there's no psul. There was also a machshava that passed. And for this, he doesn't have to pay. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see his sod. And the yisod is that psul haba yedei machshav is grama. And even though he did a maisa, and the maisa, you're only mechayev him b'tzeirah from machshav. It's considered grama. So we can say also, even if you say that the etzem halicha l'mitzrayim is an iser, but it only became Aser because of his machshava. And that's grama, you know, and the one doesn't get malchus for grama. What about machshava's pigle? Zvachim chavtesam et beis, and machashiv ukotchim et alokim, mishim lo yachoshev, shum davi lav shem bo maisa. And so writes the Rambam. Kol machashev machshava shein nechona perik yudches perik chai dipsul mikdash melach aleph kol machashev machshava shein nechona bekotchim harayzer v'loy sasi shneimer loy choshev. Ve'afal picha inenu loyke shein machshava meisa, but it doesn't get malchus for this machshava lo nechona, because machshava is not a maisa. But wait a second, he had this improper thought. When he had this passing thought, when b'shas avoda, and that's kalav sheyesh bo maisa, because the zerika and the shechita are a maisa. The answer is it's not shver, because by zvicha b'machsheves pigel, the yisur isn't be'atzim zvicha; it's in the machsheves pigel. Here the Torah is makbid on the machsheva. It says lo yechoshev. The yisur is on the machshava. Torah doesn't say shelo yizbach b'machsheves pigel. If it would have said that, then right? Then you would have a maisa. But here, that's not what the Torah answered. Torah answered the machshava. When it's shochet as a pesach al chametz, there the yisur is on the yisur is on the maisa's vicha. But here in the machsheves pigel. Any machshava shein nechona b'kachim, there the yisur is in the etzem machshava, and for that we don't give malchus. So yesh od harbe ma ledaber, but we're going to conclude the shir here, and maybe b'siyata d'shmaya, Hashem gives me the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, I hope to continue this shiur and many other shiur mitzvah Hashem. But we will conclude now, but not before we remind ourselves that after all this beautiful lamdas and these yisodos we learned in lav sheyesh bo maisa ein bo maisa sof davar hakol nishma ves Elohim yira ves mitzvos of shmor ki ze kol adam shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.